Welcome to the Done on Sunday podcast, a self-improvement podcast that's all about making your Sundays count. I'm your host, Tiffany Lewis, founder of Propel Virtual Solutions, a digital marketing company, home of the Copy Shop, and Taylor and Jesse, a stationery company. In this show, we dive into a mix of topics that matter, from entrepreneurship and relationships to self-care and all the latest pop culture trends. Think of this as your weekly chat with your BFF, who's got your back on your journey to self-improvement. So grab your favorite beverage, relax, and get ready to make the most of your Sundays with Done on Sunday. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Done on Sunday podcast. Yes, we're still in season two. We just took a little end of year and beginning of the new year hiatus. And let me tell you, it was much needed, okay? So happy new year. I hope the end of your 2024 was restful, peaceful, and filled with everything you needed. Mine most definitely was. I was tapping so heavily into rest, relaxation, family, and friends. It was literally everything I needed to end a year that was a slow start, but kind of rocky in the middle. And I hope that 2025 has been off to a good start for you. It definitely has for me. I do want to acknowledge, though, that in the U.S., there has been so much happening over the past month. And it's honestly left some of us in a bit of chaos and a lot of shock. So even though, you know, there has been this kind of doom and gloom over our country, from fires in California to plane crashes to the new presidential term, it's just honestly been a lot. It's been very heavy and leaving many of us, again, feeling like our country is just in a state of chaos and personally leaving us in a lot of shock. And even though, you know, this kind of doom and gloom is happening, I honestly am still very hopeful about the good that will come. I'm not going to say can come, that will come out of this year. I do believe in kind of looking at the glass half full. And so I know that while things feel very chaotic and, you know, full of turmoil currently, I do believe that it will get better. So that brings me to my vision for 2025, which is kind of helping kind of fuel this like glass half full mentality that I have about the rest of the year. And my vision for this year is rooted in three words: ease, joy, and peace. And these three words will serve as my guiding principles this year. And I encourage you to think about what words you want to anchor your year around. Now, you want to think about, like, how do you want to feel this year? What do you want to cultivate in your life this year, aside from what's happening in the world around you? Just think about personally, like, how you want to navigate this year, and use those the answers to those questions to determine, like, the words that you want to guide your year. Now, I've been doing a word of the year for quite a while, I think since probably like 2018 or 19. And in the past couple of years, I've decided to transition from just one single word to several words or a phrase. I also added in a Bible verse that I want to guide my year. I think I started doing that maybe 2 years ago. And so, you know, I just think about, like, what do I want to gain from the year, and what words or phrase can I use to kind of embody that? And so for me, ease means moving through life without unnecessary struggle. And after the past 5 years, I'm really just so ready for a year without struggle. Not to say I won't face challenges. I know that's highly unlikely, but I want to face those challenges with ease and peace while finding joy in the lessons. And for me, joy is exactly about that, right? Like finding happiness in both the big and small moments. And peace is about protecting my mental and emotional well-being in a world that often feels chaotic. And so that leads me to today's main topic. And I really just want to talk to you about learning to live and exist with a both and mentality. So often we're taught to think in either or terms, either you're happy or you're sad, either you're successful or you're failing, but life isn't that black and white. We can hold multiple emotions and truths at the same time. And once we really like believe that and hold on to that, it's truly a game changer. So I want to share with you three ways to embody and embrace a both and mindset. Number one, acknowledge that duality exists. Like you have to be willing to say, okay, this both and thing is a true thing. And you know, I can kind of tap into the idea of what that means. So when you acknowledge that duality exists, you're giving yourself permission to feel more than one thing at a time. You can be deeply saddened by the state of the world and still find joy in your daily life. You can be grieving a loss while also celebrating a personal win. One does not cancel out the other. And so taking that first step and just acknowledging that duality exists is the top way to embrace this both and mindset. Number two, practice intentional disassociation. This is probably my favorite way to embrace this mindset because sometimes stepping away is just necessary. Like it's necessary for your mental well-being. It's necessary for your mental health. It's necessary for your peace of mind. Now, personally, I just returned from a 2-week cruise and it was exactly what I needed to end the month to appropriately disassociate from all the things that had happened at the beginning of the year, but that were happening as I was on this vacation. And I really just took that time to unplug, reset, and allow myself to be fully present in rest and relaxation. Now, I was sick this whole time. I'm still a little bit congested. But, you know, even though I was, so that was a perfect example for me for this both and, right? Like my body felt like crap for pretty much the entire vacation. However, I was finding joy in the fact that I could reset and unplug. I wasn't having to do the day-to-day grind, like getting the kids ready and taking them to school, preparing meals, doing all the things on top of being sick, right? Like I got to just be sick on vacation, enjoy some beautiful ocean views, eat some amazing food. And so that was me just being fully present in the moment. And that is like a real life depiction of me embodying the both and taking breaks, just, you know, understand and kind of rest in the idea that taking breaks doesn't mean you don't care. It just means you're refueling so that you can keep showing up. And I really needed that, right? Like if I had been home and been sick, I would still have been expected to keep up with my day-to-day activities, but I was able to be sick on vacation, which is not ideal. However, you know, I didn't have to deal with the day-to-day things. I could sleep in, I could take naps, I could sit in the sun. So yeah, just, you know, understand that practicing that intentional disassociation is sometimes very, very necessary for you to embrace the both and mentality. And the third way or thing you should do to embrace this mentality is to find small anchors of joy and peace. So when the world feels heavy, intentionally and purposefully seek out moments that bring you back to yourself. It could be a warm cup of tea, a walk in nature, listening to your favorite song, having a little personal dance party, or having a really deep conversation with a friend. Now, these small moments don't erase the hard things, but they help us navigate them with more resilience. So as we move through the rest of 2025, I encourage you to embrace this both and mindset. And you can even let ease, joy, and peace be your God as well. And I just want you to hold on to this idea of both and. Allow yourself to feel all the things while giving yourself grace in the process. And so this week for your Done on Sunday action, I want you to take a moment today or whatever day you have set aside to kind of reset and regroup to reflect on your own both and moments. You can journal or voice record a time when you held two emotions at once. And I want you to really think about and reflect on and answer these questions. How did you navigate it? What did you learn? And I want you to reflect on those responses and then use this practice to build awareness and resilience in the year ahead. So that's all for today. If this episode resonated with you, I want you to be sure to share it with a friend. And as always, hit me up in the DMs on Instagram to let me know your thoughts, questions, concerns, all the things. I'm here to listen. I am so excited to be back to chat with you every single week. And so I look forward to chatting with you next week. Bye, y'all.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Done on Sunday. I hope you enjoyed the show. If so, leave a rating. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe and follow the show so you don't miss out on any episodes. If you'd like to be a guest or have any topic ideas, check out the link in the show notes and let us know. While you're there, don't forget to grab any resources mentioned during the show. And lastly, be sure to connect on socials at Done on Sunday. Can't wait to chat with you next week.